This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, we're back.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to give the number out in the next segment, and I'm going to go to your phone calls, and I'm going to obviously get to all the other news as well. But I came across this article from the day I was banned off the Internet, off these globalist platforms. And, of course, the purge has now been all across the spectrum. And any leftist groups not controlled by the globalists, they're being shut down now, too. Alex Jones and Donald Trump, you need to blow the whistle on Chinese communist infiltration of Silicon Valley and the Democratic Party, and he did do that 3 days later, because he's already being told that by the Pentagon and his own research. But I thought, since this is one of the reasons we got banned, was me hammering this, was the last straw, that we'd go ahead and play this most banned of the most banned. Here it is. You know about it when I'm getting banned or shadow banned, because I'll make a big deal about it. Matt Gaetz was shadow banned, and we told him 2 weeks before. Roger Stone told him on the phone and in text messages, we've run you through their system. We have sites that look at this. We sent him links. You're already 90% banned on Twitter. Gaetz went up during the committee hearing and said, you're a private company. You can do whatever you want, not even getting it. So the next day, they shadow banned him 99%. They go, this guy's an idiot. We all just lied to him and said, we don't censor any conservatives. He said, that's fine. Just don't talk about killing congressmen. And then the next day, they banned him down to nothing. Then he said he felt victimized. And I'm not trying to put Matt Gaetz down. Just come on, man. Get it together. Figure out what's going on. Mainstream corporate media is fake news. They're the enemy of the American people, like the president said. And now they're coming after everybody. Now, if you want to get into the real reason all this is happening, I know it's demoralizing. I don't want to demoralize people, but facts are facts, like having cancer. It's operable. We can fix it, Mr. President. You know the Office of Personnel Management was done by insiders. That's even come out in intelligence reports. They try to keep it quiet because it's such treason. It's unbelievable. We know China owns the majority of our debt after the private Federal Reserve. We know they now own Hollywood. You've helped block some of them buying up American Bandstand, a few final things they didn't own. We know that they're teaching Maoism in the colleges, and all 50 major state-funded colleges have major Chi-Com infiltration. Some of them are run by the Chi-Coms. Even the Washington Post had to admit. We know that the People's Army of China has been caught running Dianne Feinstein's operation. We know their penetration is hundreds of times that of the Russians. We know they're involved in election meddling, and were so arrogant they went to Davos a year and a half ago and said they would stop your agenda, along with Juncker. Mr. President, America knows you're real. They know the Democrats are the anti-American globalist ally with the Chi-Coms, radical Islam, the unelected EU, and others. If you come out before the midterms and make the censorship the big issue and them trying to steal the election, and if you make the fact that we need an Internet Bill of Rights and antitrust busting on these companies, if they don't back off right now, and if you don't come out and point out that the communist Chinese have penetrated and infiltrated and are way, way worse than the Russians, because it's true, and the Democrats are scared of that coming out, and you've got the Feinstein info coming out, and more is about to come out, just as I've told everybody, then they will be able to steal the midterms and start the impeachment. It's the right thing to do, Mr. President. It's the truth. And it's crazy to believe it. It's crazy to understand it. I know you've been told this from our technology to the South China Sea to everything, to them having 98% of rare earth minerals. They didn't do that by themselves. They were given that. David Rockefeller said he was going to move everything to China. They said they were going to do all this. And now you've stepped in. The country's coming back from the dead. They're desperate to stop it, and they're trying to stop you and every American from having their speech by defaming me, lying about what I've done, Soros financing fake lawsuits to give it legitimacy, and now deplatforming me ahead of it because the lawsuits are all getting thrown out because they're lies. 90% of what's in these things are total frauds. And they know we're getting stronger, and they know we're moving forward, and they now have made the wrong move. I believe they've jumped the shark. I believe they've won the battle, but they're going to lose the war if you, with your vision, continue to take action and make free speech and this internet antitrust garbage the number one issue and move against them now. If you don't, they are going to steal the midterms. They're already doing it with economic contributions to the Democrats, blocking everybody else's speech that supports America.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, the day that I was banned by so-called big tech before they started their major purge against everybody else, a few months ahead of the midterms on August 7th, I said to the president, if you don't do this, they're going to steal the election. A month later, he came out and said, look, they're buying four-page ads and full-page ads in major newspapers, the Chinese government, saying I'm bad, vote against Republicans. That's open and shut. He brought it up at the UN, right to the Chinese ambassador to the UN. It's China that owns Hollywood. It's China that owns the national debt through fraud. It's China that has 98% of rare earth minerals. And America has been maneuvered from being the global power with 50%+ of the wealth, 4% of the population of the planet in the 1950s, to now having almost nothing. We've been maneuvered into destruction. And I warned the president, and Real Clear Politics memorialized it. And I used all that attention when Drudge was top linked to us to not talk about InfoWars, but to talk about our enemies, the globalists, who shut up communist China and use it as their economic and military engine for global takeover. Allied with the unelected EU, now saying it needs to be an imperial army to fight the U.S. and other nations, and that nations are bad, and that we should be EU patriots, Macron said, when the EU was unelected, dictatorial, doesn't pay taxes, and now these countries that never voted to be part of it, remember it was a trade deal, like the IMF, the World Bank, the TPP, but became incrementally a total dictatorship. England voted 3 years ago to get out, and they can't get out. They can't get out. And then Bloomberg comes out and says, we need more technocrats in front page articles saying we need dictatorships worldwide by tech companies serviced and controlled by big banks. And the big tech companies are moving in and they're doing it. So I've warned the president, and this is my emergency message to the president again. You must act now. And I know you give the orders. I know you gave the orders to Rod Rosenstein. He didn't do it. Now you've got Mr. Whitaker. And the word is, and this is pretty big news, is that they are preparing the big antitrust actions against big tech and others. That's why the Democrats announced today they're going to hold hearings as soon as they get in out of this lame duck Republican Congress for the next 2 months. As soon as they get in, they're going to hold hearings on Trump's treatment of the media, saying he's authoritarian, when the so-called corporate media is the murderer of truth, trying to shut down all the free press and trying to shut down talk radio and trying to shut down our funding. Those Republicans in those hearings should be able to destroy the Democrats. They're the ones trying to get rid of free speech in America. They had Democrat committees last year and this year say Matt Drudge should be shut down, using the Federal Elections Commission, that I shouldn't be on the air. They have hearings about me, and I'm not called. That's never before been done in America. They were going to have hearings about the Branch Davidians. The ones that weren't in prison were there. Think about how fundamentally screwed up our system is now. The Dallas Morning News and a whole bunch of other publications this week said fire Sarah Huckabee Sanders and take Alex Jones off the air. The articles read like satire, and none of them showed the video. See, at first they'd show it and say, look how it's doctored, the Acosta thing, and people went, it's not doctored. So now they just don't show it. Every late-night comic show, every program, Alex Jones is bad, he's a liar, take him off the air, he did this, he's a white supremacist, these people are dangerous, because you know why they're dangerous? They work in unison, ladies and gentlemen. Only Motherboard, Vice, and Red State talk to known PhD video editors. You need a PhD for that, but that's what they went to. They said, no, it's not edited. It's blown up, and it's crappy on Twitter, so there's some drop frames. That's normal. And there's not just two drop frames when he karate chops. They claim showing it speed up. No, it doesn't. It's the same amount of time. It just blurs the image for a millisecond. So the hand's a little blurry. That's what it does. It interlaces. It just mixes them together. They had to admit it was not doctored. Of course they knew it wasn't doctored. But it doesn't matter. Because Stephen Colbert and all these other shows, word for word, got the exact same script and all said the exact same words, from CNN to the late night comedy shows to the Dallas Morning News. They all said, fire Huckabee Sanders. Jones sped it up, slowed it down, and edited it, and all the rest of it. You know, if I was going to edit video, can we pull up the thing I found on Reddit, or that Daria found on Reddit? Somebody edited Acosta. It is doctored. Punching the intern. That's doctored. What you're about to see as a TV viewer is doctored. That's doctored. And look, I know the audience goes, this is a petty thing. Why are you covering? It's not petty. When the entire corporate media in unison says that Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars lied to you, and then they show you the very video, and it's exactly what we said, and Acosta says he didn't touch her, that's next level fraud. And so the big takeaway here is this. That's why they're so scared. Trump now gets that the Democrats can't be reasoned with. They work for the Chi-Coms and others. Their religion, their operating system, their reason for being, their ethos is not Jesus Christ or Americana or God, Guts, and Guns or rugged individualism. Their ethos is authoritarianism and the American system and its prowess. And it's cornucopia production they can't compete with. So their reason for existence is destroying Christians and America and Europe. They admit it. That's what's taught at universities. Because they are the conquering force. Not the poor immigrants they brainwash and bring in and weaponize. But the people running it have decided to be pure evil. They have decided to cheat at every level. They have decided to join the dark side. And you need to understand that. You can't approach them at any level like they're rational or you're being nice or you virtue signal. You meet them with, you are the enemy, you are scum, and you are out to enslave me, you are a would-be usurper, you want to conquer me, and when they try to guilt you and manipulate you because they're sociopaths, say, get behind me, you rat. Don't you ever speak to me. And you don't buy food at their stores. You don't stay at their hotels. Anything globalist, anything leftist, you totally cut yourself off from them, 100%. We don't go out and take their bank accounts away and take their websites away like they do to us, these horrible, dangerous authoritarians. That's what Soros was doing when he was 15 years old, rounding up Jews and, you know, taking away everything they had and killing them, shipping them off to be dead. Let me tell you, he'd line you and your family up in a minute and shove a 45 in their mouth and blow their brains all over the wall if he could, because that makes him feel over. You understand? He has a spirit that wants to run you into the ground. He wants to destroy you and his wicked little son. And all these people, the Chi-Coms and Juncker and Hillary Clinton, these are all really bad people. They're the worst of the worst. We've had rotten corruption for a long time. But we didn't have people that wanted to literally destroy prosperity and who literally love ugliness and love poverty. Everywhere that Soros controls things, collapse, and there's starvation, and little children with their ribs sticking out. So to Soros, little kids starving to death and dying in their own feces is the most beautiful thing on earth to him. A starving child with a crow as it's dying, gasping from saying mama, but it can't talk. Nah, 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 nah. A blackbird pulling an eye out and gobbling it. I mean, to Soros, that is like a beautiful sunset. You have to understand, he wants to rip your children's eyes out as they die and eat them. And I'm serious.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the
last thing they want you to be is self-sufficient. Whether you live in a city, or whether you live in a small town, or whether you live out in the middle of a desert.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Boy, I tell you, people are watching television right now, watching our transmission, they're seeing something.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Oh, boy.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We can build a resistance to the globalists. We can relaunch the Renaissance. We can defeat the enemy with culture. If the average person really gets motivated and really gets involved, but it comes down to us, who you can't starve out, who you can't make run. But you know, the average person, I know people personally who know that the litmus test, it's a statement you have to read on air. George Soros never collaborated with the Nazis. That's a lie by Alex Jones. He survived the Holocaust. He's a philanthropist. You say that, you get boosted on Google, Facebook, Twitter. But you do that, you sign on to this right here. See, that's how evil works. You sign on with somebody like him, you might as well be his companies that are known for destroying African currencies and causing mass starvation. Same thing in Europe, Latin America. He says someone else would do it. It's markets. I don't feel bad at all. It was happy-making, helping round up Jews. I did not do it because I would have been hurt if I didn't, so I did not do it. I simply filled a space. It was actually the best time of my life. And to say it here on 60 Minutes rubs it in, does it not? Someone has to do it, right? Someone with a Transylvanian type accent, perhaps. Perhaps someone like that, huh? My father. I would go out with my father. And we would round people up with my father. My father was always, always with me. Let's get off the subject of George Soros, but let's leave that image up. That's a real image, by the way, with a Soros superimposed over it. I think too dramatic an effect. See, I'm like a tyranny-seeking missile, spiritually and politically. And I just can't help but hone into it. That's what we hone in on. Where's the most attack? And I go, oh, over here. You know, it doesn't hurt my feelings, people I've known for many, many years, that say, oh, I'm going to have you on my show, and then they don't. It's that the litmus test of saying George Soros is a great guy those people become dead, basically, to you. And then you get to see them held up to the world as the good guys. Happy-making time. It was happy-making for me. Happy-making. Happy-making. Okay, I'm kind of waxing esoteric here today. I'm going to take your phones the next few segments. I'm going to go right to your calls. But you can call, long-time caller, first-time caller, somebody that sat on hold, you know, tell me, I'll go to you first. The toll-free number to join us on air is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Is the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. And we'll take your calls. It's a pretty big deal to have the world decry Trump for saying we deserve to have a nation state and we need an EU empire and a Chinese global Chi-Com empire that's unelected to rule us, or we're not good moral people. And then these big corporations and these big globalist operations that are against free market capitalism, they want crony fascist, communist, whatever you want to call it, he uses every system, totally evil. To oppress everybody, and then it points at us saying, we're not going to let you give us one-sided raw deals, and they go, oh, you're so mean, you mean. Let's play that Macron clip one more time. Because he says, patriotism is not standing up for your nation. Your culture, your history, your taxes, your institutions. It's just letting the IMF, the World Bank, the unelected EU, some other group tell you what to do. And then if you try to vote to get out of it, if you're France, or who never voted to be in the EU, or if you're the UK, oh, you can't. That's right. It's really evil to say we shouldn't be under something we didn't vote to be under that says we can't get out of it. Oh, and now it wants a big army to stop nation states from leaving. I might have heard of that before happening. Oh, the Nazis had a plan for the EU. And now it's here. And Macron is up there saying we need an EU army last week to stop America. But what he really wants is to stop nation states leaving. Oh, you're going to try to leave Italy? You're going to try to stop millions coming across the water that Soros openly funds? We're going to put the military in ships and stop your Italian Navy. This is an invasion, which I told you 20 years ago the EU would do. The EU army planned the EU court to stop the nation states from leaving. They plan to suck those countries dry all along. We have the whole battle plan. Here's Macron.
This vision of France as a generous nation with a vision which carries universal values has been, in those dark times, exactly the opposite of the selfishness of a people which only looks at its own interests. Because patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Nationalism is its betrayal. By pursuing our own interests first, with no regard to others, we erase the very thing that a nation holds most precious, that which gives it life and makes it great, its moral values.
Now the finance minister, the technocrat that really runs France, is saying we need a military for an empire. So an empire, now, that's right, we're going to have your nations be vassal states of our empire. We're going to bring in giant third world populations to drive down your wages. And then we can snap our fingers. We politically control them. They'll burn your cities down. So this is how you conquer nations in the 21st century. Macron wants 500 million. That's ISIS. He wants 200 million. And the UN wants 600 million illegal aliens to be brought into the U.S. That's all from UN documents. That's right, folks. We'll be right back. Tomorrow's news today. Newswars.com. Newswars.com. Newswars.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay. Got a hold of me. I opened up a little old lady. I helped her fly in the sea. I got no friends, cause they read the papers. They can't be seen.
Never said it was easy to fight authoritarians, but all of us who have basic freedoms and civilization can thank men and women who stood up did the right thing and made incredible sacrifices politically, physically, spiritually, economically. And so I'm extremely honored to be demonized, to be one of the most demonized people in the world by these mega corporations that own slave factories, that engage in the most horrible criminal activity you can imagine, that don't pay taxes. And now, as world government's being announced, and as borders are being collapsed by the UN, and hundreds of millions of people are being told migrate to the West so they can come in and use our voting system to absolutely enslave us, they are all over the place demonizing nation states and families and mother and father. Because you can't have a nation state where you have due process and a Bill of Rights and a Constitution, or where you paid in money and you get your pension back. No, 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 no. Nationalism is evil. Having countries is evil. So Trump comes out a few weeks ago and says nationalism's good, to have your own country. You don't want to have some unelected EU running your life, or some unelected TPP running your life that he pulled out of. Some authoritarian system that you can't even call. You can't even sue. The meetings are secret. The EU is unelected. People didn't even vote to enter it. And now, Macron comes out over the weekend and criticizes the president to his face and England for pulling out of the EU, and says nationalism is the opposite of patriotism. Now, that is totally and completely idiotic, isn't it? Let's pull up London Telegraph. London Independent. They've all got it. The EU was the brain trust and the plan of Adolf Hitler. After he was defeated, the Marshall Plan picked it up, and the plan just continued. Nazis created a basic plan for European Union. That is a fact. And now they say this unelected thing is better than Germany or France or Sweden. And now the nation states are trying to pull out. They're saying, we're not going to be under the UN treaty that says our borders are wide open and they run it. So Austria and Hungary are pulling out, and Italy's pulling out. So they're like, well, we're going to have an EU army that comes in and stops you. That's the finance minister of France. You're not getting away. We're forming an army that'll stop your army. Oh, I think we heard of that. Hitler's plan. An EU army to keep the European Union in line. This is the reality. And Trump is trying to fight it. This is the new authoritarianism. So, on the heels of that, nationalism is bad speech, TV brainwashing. Secretary Elizabeth McCord delivers a thought-provoking speech in Season 5 premiere episode of E Pluribus Unum. Madam Secretary, on Sundays, 10 Eastern, 9 Central on CBS, all unifying the propaganda that the nation state is bad. Here it is.
Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Prime Minister Khatri. Prime Minister Widaly, your courage and determination have made humankind safer from the second greatest threat it faces. What is an even greater threat than nuclear weapons? That which makes the use of them possible. Hate. Specifically, the blind hatred one group or nation can have for another. And that is why I am convinced that nationalism is the existential threat of our time. I want to be clear, nationalism is not the same as patriotism. It's a perversion of patriotism. Nationalism, the belief system held by those who attacked us, promotes the idea that inclusion and diversity represent weakness, that the only way to succeed is to give blind allegiance to the supremacy of one race over all others. Nothing could be less American.
I hit pause. I can't listen anymore of this. This is exactly what Macron just said. They're the globalists. They have the Nazi EU system. They're taking over. They funded the Arab Spring to blow away moderate regimes and put in radical Islamic ones. They're the ones saying you can't have your family. You can't have your free market. You can't be a Christian. You've got to do what we say. Don't use mother and father or boy or girl in school forms. They're the ones saying we can have no identity. While they then bring in the third world to politically control them. This is so sick. And it's just everywhere, and it's bombarding people everywhere. Of course, patriotism is about your nation. Strong, good nation, good people, limited laws, resources, strong people, vibrant. Other nations falling apart, run by collectivists, run by globalists, being looted. And America's halfway there. We try to pull out, and the entire corporate media begins this attack on the idea of a nation state to counter national nation state movements all over the world, saying no to an unelected EU coming in and opening its borders to collapsing Africa and the Middle East, which the globalists collapsed on purpose to then collapse Europe and the United States. I've got the articles right here from Macron. Wants 200 million North Africans to come to Europe and France. Macron walks back his migration talk. Revealed UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. This is their stated plan. I'm going to go to your calls in the next segment. This is very hard to stomach, but let's try to finish watching this. Can you imagine the type of idiots that watch and believe this? The type that watch Colbert say that that InfoWars, that Paul Watson faked a video, that Acosta never touched her. And then he shows the video of him touching her and says it's fake. What the? I mean, these people are incredible. Here it is.
Patriotism, on the other hand, is about building each other up and embracing our diversity as the source of our nation's strength. We the people means all.
Hit pause again. Yeah, the name of the show, E Pluribus Unum. Get unified by the Republic. All they're creating is racial and religious division, the left is, but then saying they're against it. And then trying to tell people, well, if you're not white, you're not part of the club, but with the Democrats and globalism, you are. Man, this is sick. And listen to the bad acting to continue.
America's heroes didn't die for race or region. They died for the ideals enshrined in our Constitution.
Hit pause. Which the Democrats are constantly trying to overthrow and get rid of. God, I mean, every millisecond of this is pure crap. Continue.
Freedom from tyranny, which requires our unwavering support of the free press.
Unwavering support for the globalists. And remember whenever Obama said, and don't, I can't do a good Obama. People said there's always tyranny right around the corner and all this, don't listen to them. You have the EU saying countries can't leave that never entered it. By vote. You have major governments in Sweden and England saying take microchips to buy and sell. We have total world government upon us, and this is the crap we get. Continue.
Religion, all religions, the right to vote, and making sure nothing infringes on any of those rights which belong to us all.
That means that's code for illegal
immigration. Isolationism has gotten us in the past.
Oh, wait, pause. Look at that idiot actor. That's supposed to look like David Brock. Oh, my gosh. Continue.
Two world wars, 70 million dead.
Oh, my God.
Never again can we go back to those dark times when fear and hatred, like a contagion, infected the world.
Yeah, on the left side of the Arab Spring.
That, as much as ending the threat of nuclear war, is what today is about.
Ending the threat of nuclear war.
It's why we must never lose sight of our common humanity, our common values.
Our common humanity, the laid out of the UN and the EU and the CHICOMs.
Reminded.
You don't see a show on CBS about Apple having slave factories and helping round up Christians and kill them. Or, no, it's just a woman lecturing, and our love, and we're so good. No, you're the devilish, evil left that wants to devour America.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This, but Roger Stone wrote an article for InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. It's really, really important. Write to Trump now to stop big tech censoring you. And we already sent the president some information, and it's right in line with what the Constitution, Bill of Rights, best lawyers say, but some different attack plans that folks wouldn't think of generally, and some key angles for the president. Like, Mr. President, the EU, by extension, with its regulations already regulating the Internet, you need to come in with prohibitions blocking censorship and cartel activity. You saw him last week say just that. I had three different law firms put three different packages together with different angles, and I got them to the president. And let's say all hell broke loose when I did. I mean, I get punished every time I do this. So writetrump.com. We're going to send 1 million, and I got over 100,000 signatures before and sent them to them, but we're going to, those were digital, and we did deliver a pallet of them with single print. These are going to be in letters. I'm going to have a firm locally, one of those firms, package all the letters, print them off, mail them individually to the White House, but we're going to hit a bunch also that we're going to send to Trump Tower. We're going to send some to Mar-a-Lago, but just 100,000 here, 100,000 there, you know, 800,000 here. We've only gotten like 30,000 signatures, which is a lot in a week, but when you get excited, we got like 100,000 in a couple days. I want to send a million. So writetrump.com. It's got a nice letter. You can also write what you want in there. You can print it off yourself and mail it, or just leave it up to us, but we will mail it to him physically. It doesn't cost that much, like 6, 7, 8 cents to get it packaged and then like 20 cents to mail or something. Ridiculously low. And so we're going to do it. I mean, it'll cost a lot of money here, but I want to defend free speech, and I want him bathing in letters. Bathing in letters. And by the way, he spends, when he has the time, up to an hour a day late at night pawing around in them. And believe me, if he gets thousands a week, well, we're going to hit him with 1 million. To quote Dr. Evil, how much? At least 1 million hand-delivered letters. So, writetrump.com. Also, coming up next hour, I'm going to host a little bit of the next hour with our guest host. It's coming up, Mike Adams. But video, Muslim refugees taught to lie about being Christian by NGOs. Surprise, surprise, the UN is lying and organizing criminal activity. But we're going to go to everybody. Let's go to... Who was I going to go to first? I guess we're going to go to George in Connecticut. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi there, Alex. The weekend before the election, I flip around a lot, so I wasn't sure on which network or where, but they saw the Chinese ambassador basically being interviewed, and he made no bones about it. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars in trying to influence the political scene in America, and I'm sure it's more like $1 billion, but you know that they underestimate this. Unfortunately, I couldn't tell if it was the UN ambassador or the ambassador to the United States. I think that's an important issue. There's a second issue, but I'll let you comment on that. There's a second issue I want to bring up.
State that again, because your phone was breaking up during one part.
I said the Chinese ambassador just before their election was being interviewed on one of the major networks, and he made no bones about it that he spent hundreds of millions of dollars in trying to influence.
Oh, yes, I saw that. I saw that, and they don't even hide it. And then the same, it was the ambassador to the UN, and he also basically said that to the UN. He said, big deal. This is open and shut. Collusion, and then there's none with the Russians. The Republicans can destroy the Democrats. And they keep trying to take the, quote, high road. No, that's taking the low road to let them commit these crimes. I saw the articles where he admitted that. What channel was he on, George, when you saw that?
I wasn't absolutely sure. It may have been an NBC, but I can't be absolutely sure. I flip around a lot, so that's why I made my job.
No, sir, I know. It's totally insane, and I appreciate your call. What was the other point?
The other point is, I think one of the things that I think should be made an issue of, all this nonsense with refugees, children, et cetera, et cetera. I was out into Long Island, Suffolk County. I don't have to tell you what's going on there with the so-called dreamers who basically became MS-13. But the real point I'm getting at is that every one of these people are put on Social Security. They're basically destroying the Social Security system. Everyone that's on Social Security.
Oh, absolutely. That's why socialists now all over Europe are joining with the right wing, saying no more, because now they learned Dr. McCam shot. I appreciate your call, George. I was about to flash back to this article in July 2016 when they'd taken down Ukraine. I talked about it months before they even said it. Soros plots European order coup. EU will disintegrate, rise again under new Marshall Plan. That's always been the plan. Build it up, plunge it, bankrupt the countries, bailing the EU out, and then take over with an EU army. This, what you just said, is the plan, sir. It's the plan here. It's the plan everywhere. It is unbelievable. It's Cloward and Piven on steroids. All right, Carlos in Montreal, Canada. Carlos, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. I agree with you. I think it's time to focus, take name and number, and to start identifying the dimensions which are weakening the United States so greatly. The globalists have been able to monetize themselves over the years to the point now that they've got trillions of dollars. Everyone's in debt to who? I mean, look, trillion here, a trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking real money. And in the context of what the President of the United States has a responsibility to do is to stop the monetizing these people. Take the Treasury and restore it to the United States of America. the money printing.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Trump has pointed out the private run for profit Federal Reserve is sabotaging the recovery, and he needs to exercise power over it and not be bamboozled that it's this separate thing that's above the law. No branch of government is above the law, and it's not even in the government. So we need to go after that. We have to absolutely go after all the foreign meddling. We have to go on the offense. Can you believe the Democrats have announced hearings they're going to have into Trump's attacks on the free press when it's the Democrats and the deep state openly trying to destroy free speech and free press in this country? And it was Obama that persecuted the living snot out of hundreds of reporters he had arrested?
Alex, but it isn't that. You see, that's reacting to them. It's like, you know, remember in school when you somebody said, oh, but you're ugly. Oh, no, I'm not ugly. I once was a beauty contest. Oh, no, but your father.
No, I agree. We need to get out of the UN and stop funding them to stop the migrant waves that they're running. And we need to have the Trump take over the Federal Reserve.
We have to stop them controlling the agenda and our defending all the time. It's about time that we actually start showing the real non-doctored videos. The videos, for instance, like the one that, you know, Joan Rivers once made and you showed so clearly that the video wasn't doctored, neither was Michelle Obama. Okay? No. The point is that it's at a level that people will begin to...
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that women don't have shoulders like that. And
it's not that, Alex. It's the fact that that you're always reacting to an attack. And the whole point is to keep you on one foot instead of covering the real...
Well, let me explain something. If Paul wouldn't have responded, because I've gone with that tactic you just said, if Paul wouldn't have responded to them saying that was fake and had forensic experts come out and say, no, it wasn't fake, they were planning to take him off. And they're going to do it anyways. But that's what I'm saying. I understand, sir. But at the same time, to your audience... You have to address things that aren't true or they'll believe it. So I have to tell the audience when they come out and say this stuff that we didn't do it.
Yes, but if a corporation, for instance, a media conglomerate, is not serving the best interests of the American people, all right, they have a charter.
Listen, I hear you. CNN is cancer. They're all trying to shut down the free press. I appreciate your call. They're openly at war with the president. This nation is at war. They are enemies of the people. And Trump has identified it. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And here's the deal. I don't want to shut them down. They're trying to shut us down. So when someone makes the move to overthrow your country, they're no longer under the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's whoever makes the first move. I totally hear what you're saying. We are dealing with criminals. We are dealing with organized foreign powers. And the president knows that, but he's afraid to tank the stock market if he gets too aggressive because people can't handle the truth, man. We're going to come back, take more calls. Mike Adams is coming up with a lot of stunning information as well. Please don't forget, without you funding us, we're not here. Thank you for all the support over the years. We had that big, huge mega sale, 50% off store-wide. We now have 67 to 49% off on select bestsellers, like Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet, 60, 67% off. We've got Super Male Vitality, last run, even though it's a bestseller. It's too expensive and too hard to make. 57% off. It's amazing. X2. Folks, I could have put out the original X2, but they were gouging us, so I went and got even better Deep Earth Crystals. In fact, I'm going to explain this when we come back. X3 is superior. And I'm going to break something down about X3 as well. It's 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, I forgot. The free shipping is still store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a T-shirt. Get a water filtration system. Get some books. Get some videos. We'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.